some of you are new to the temple today, you may have guessed that this is a special day. This is the 513th anniversary of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki!
So, we are all Das Anudas, 1,000 times removed. Das Anudas. We're the tiny servants of Lord Chaitanya. So today is very special for us because we get an opportunity to open our hearts and offer our feelings of love to the Lord for all His blessings that He has showered on us, for the life that He has given us, devotional way of life. We were wandering in the desert of material existence. Our throats were parched. We were drying up. Our hearts were cold. We were suffering the fruits of our unlimited purva karma. We did not know where to look, who could help us, who could save us. And then somehow or other, by great good fortune, by the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya, He entered into our lives and delivered us by the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If He had not come to deliver us, this Kali Yuga is the worst age. It's an age of quarrel and hypocrisy. And already 5,000 years into this age, life is intolerable. People treat one another worse than animals. There's no love, there's no affection. There's only hatred and desire. Icha dvesha samudena. Lord Chaitanya came and He gave us hope. He gave us a path, He gave us devotees, and He gave us the holy name. So, we have to offer everything to Lord Chaitanya, every day. But especially on this day, we try to pump our enthusiasm a little higher. We make it a special day because He appeared on this day. And together we try to give more and more of ourselves to glorify and Lord Chaitanya. Just as Lord Krishna said, Manmana Baba Mad Bhakto Madhya Ji Maam Namastu. So in the same way, we can worship Lord Chaitanya because He is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He comes once in the day of Brahma. Very rarely Lord Chaitanya comes. He is very merciful and we are very fortunate. So, He manifests His divine lila and He teaches us how to be devotees of the Lord. So So we'll read. We're going to read from one of the learners. They wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada how to celebrate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. So in one letter, he advised them to read from the Srimad Bhagavatam introduction, a short sketch of the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Chaitanya specifically was, well, he had different reasons for appearing, but as a preacher, he taught the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. He preached from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the most important scripture, especially for this age. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great apostle of love of God, and the father of congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, advented himself at Sridham Mayapur Dham. Sridham Mayapur Dham ki! How many of you have been to Mayapur? Yeah. Every one of you should try to visit Mayapur. It's a very, very beautiful place. There's no hill station, there is no resting place, there's nothing. Mayapur, even materially, it is so beautiful. It is right at the confluence of the Ganges and Jalami River, and it's very peaceful, farming, very lush green. Just like Bengal, the whole of Bengal itself is often very beautiful and green, but due to cities, etc., and perhaps lack of awareness, some of the areas have become run down, but Mayapur is a very nice place, wonderful place to visit. And also is the birthplace of the Supreme Lord. It is a quarter or a part of the city of Navadvip in Bengal. Lord Chaitanya appeared on Falguni Purnima evening in the year 1407 Shakabda, corresponding to February 1486 by the Christian calendar. So we celebrated his 500th anniversary in 1986, and this is his 513th anniversary. His father was Jagannath Mishra, a learned Brahmana from the district of Sylhet. He had come there as a student. And at that time, Navadvip was like the Oxford of India, or the Cambridge of India, because Oxford is losing importance these days. Cambridge is becoming more important. Anyway, it was a very important place. Scholars from all over India came there. Jagannath Mishra made his house on the bank of the Ganges, and he married Sachi Devi. So therefore we call Lord Chaitanya Sachi Nandan. Jai Sachi Nandan! It's a very nice name, Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada said that foreigners would come from all over the world. Actually, Bhaktivinoda predicted this. They would come to Mayapur. This was over 100 years ago. Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted. How could he have known? With no indication, there were no. The only foreigners in India at that time were the British, and they were trying to destroy the Indian culture. But Bhaktivinoda predicted that very soon foreigners from all parts of the world would come and dance in Mayapur, chanting Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. So Sachidev is the daughter of Nilambar Chakravarti, who was also a great scholar. Jagannath Mishra was, of course, the son-in-law and also student of Nilambar Chakravarti. Jagannath Mishra had a number of daughters by his wife, Srimati Sachidevi, and most of them expired at an early age. Now, you remember Lord Krishna, Devaki also had a number of daughters, right? How many daughters she had? Come on. Six, right? Six Marvels, they all died one after the other. Lord Krishna was the eighth child. So in the same way, Mother Sachidevi also had many daughters, they all expired. Two surviving sons, Sri Vishwarup and Vishwambar, at last became the object of their parental affection. Lord Chaitanya he had different names. He was known, of course, as Nimai Pandit, because he was born under a neem tree. Therefore, he was called Nimai. And he became Pandit because at a very early age, he mastered all the Vedic literatures. And by the age of 16, he had defeated the biggest Pandit in all of India. One Digvijay Pandit, Keshav Kashmiri, who was blessed by Mother Saraswati in such a way that he defeated all the big pundits all over India. He traveled. But when he met the young boy, Nimai, he was defeated. And he later on became a follower of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya lived in this world for 48 years. And he disappeared at Puri. He actually merged into the deity of the Lord. He didn't die per se or leave behind it. Lord Krishna left behind a body, but Lord Chaitanya did not. He just disappeared one day in ecstatic kirtan. And his devotees were there, and he just merged into the deity. His first 24 years, he remained at Navadvip, and he married. Lord Chaitanya married twice, so the Vaishnavas are not at all against marriage, although it's much better if you can avoid it, from my point of view. If you're going on a long journey, why carry extra luggage? But the fact is that it is all of our acharyas practically have gone through household life. Lord Chaitanya was married to Lakshmi Priya, his first wife, but as a householder needs to have money to maintain his house. Lord Chaitanya's family was relatively poor. His father died when he was young, so his mother was not wealthy. So Lord Chaitanya, after marrying, he was very learned, so he took advantage of that knowledge and he went to East Bengal. That time now it is Bangladesh, but that time it was East Bengal. And he used his learning to acquire wealth. And while he was away for 6 months, actually it's recommended that a householder should travel wherever possible. Travel means he should not be constantly in association with his wife. In our nuclear family system, husband and wife live in one room together, and practically they see each other every day, 365 days a year. And sometimes they get on each other's nerves. Anybody have that experience? It's not healthy. Not healthy. The contract is there. The husband will protect the wife, and the wife will serve the husband, and there's no need for anxiety, but constant association is not good. So it's good that the husband should go out for earning his livelihood. And in India we see very often villagers come out from the village, leave their family home, and spend 6 months working, getting some income, and then they go back. So Lord Chaitanya, while he was away, Lakshmi Priya was bitten by a snake and she died. Some say she was bitten by the snake of separation from Lord Chaitanya. Either way, it's possible to die. If one actually feels separation from the Lord, one no longer sees any reason for maintaining life. Then, when he returned home, his mother was very sad to see him as a widower. So she requested him to marry again. He was still very young. And so he married Vishnupriya. But Vishnupriya was destined to, very shortly after that, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas at the age of 24. What happened was Lord Chaitanya was a scholar. He had students, but when he went on pilgrimage to Gaya, he met his spiritual master and Ishwara Puri, and he became engrossed in chanting the holy names of the Lord. His spiritual master told him that in Kali Yuga everyone is a fool and you're a fool. It's the spiritual master's business to tell you that you're a fool. If he just puffs you up telling you you're such a good student, you're so intelligent, you're so wonderful, you'll start to believe it and your spiritual life will be ruined. We all need someone who can tell us the truth. Otherwise, anybody who came to this material world is a fool. The Lord Chaitanya, who could tell him that he was a fool? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all opulences, including knowledge. But because he accepted Ishwara Puri as his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri played that role, and he helped Lord Chaitanya introduce the Yuga Dharma. Actually, chanting Hare Krishna has been around since the beginning of creation, but especially in Kali Yuga it is prescribed for everyone. In the Shastra it says that only pure Brahmanas can chant Vedic mantras. But in Kali Yuga, everyone is born Sudra. Read my lips. Hear me. There are no Brahmanas. There's no Brahmanas in India by birth. There's no Garbhadhan Sanskar. There's no Sanskar at all. Kali Yuga has degraded everything. There are no Brahmanas, no proper Kshatriyas, no proper Vaishyas. We're lucky if we get good sutras. Kalo Sutra Sambhava. The fact is that in Kali Yuga, if you see the quality, the guna and the karma, when I first came to India, I got a great, it was a surprise, but it was a joke too. It made me feel a little lighthearted. I had just come from Vrindavan to Calcutta, and I got down at Howrah Station, and somehow I took a rickshaw, one of those, what do you call them? And it was a human rickshaw. There were a lot of them in Calcutta in those days. Now there are also, but anyway, by the time we reached to the temple, I'd been chanting Hare Krishna, and the boy had been running. When we reached the temple, the boy very proudly stopped and said, Swamiji, I am also Brahmana. And he pulled out his Yajna Pavitra and showed me his Yajna Pavitra. It was a Brahmana pulling Kela, pulling the cart. That's not Brahmana activity. Everyone is born in Sutra. So, Lord Chaitanya was teaching, but he had become completely immersed in the holy name. His spiritual master had instructed him to chant the holy name, and he was feeling great ecstasy. So his students actually began to criticize him a little bit. And the public also, there was some criticism. So he could understand as a householder he would not be properly respected. He had a mission to teach, but in order to teach, one needs a little upadhi. It's a fact that if you put a fool on a seat like this one, namely me, then people will tend to sit and listen. If I were just to sit in the corner somewhere, nobody would listen. Prabhupada said about this temple that if I just did kirtan under a tree, no one would listen. But because we have built a big, beautiful temple, so many people are coming. So Lord Chaitanya took sannyas simply as a sacrifice. He had announced all of that and took up sannyas order, for condition for preaching. And he made his headquarters at Jagannath Puri. He actually, after taking sannyas, somehow or other his followers tricked him into coming back to Navadvip, and there he met his mother. He didn't meet his wife after taking sannyas. There are some stories and rumors that he also met his wife, but that's not true. His wife worshipped his deity until she lived to be 96. Her whole life she bore the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who worshipped his deity. Anyway, he met his mother, and she was so... we do a play here. We used to do when Nisringa Chaitanya was here. One of the most tearful plays I've ever seen, called Nimai Sannyas. And his Lord Chaitanya's mother sees her son with... He had beautiful hair, beautiful long hair. He was a very beautiful man. He was over 7 foot tall. He had exquisite bodily limbs. Everything about him was auspicious. But when his mother saw him shaved up, lost all his hair. I don't know. Mothers like their son's hair on their head. She just couldn't bear the pain of her son taking sannyas. And she was overwhelmed by tears. And Lord Chaitanya offered his obeisances to her. Just see, the Supreme Lord offering his obeisances, full dandavat, to his mother. And he prayed to his mother, this body is yours. It is your body. You tell me what to do. So in consultation with Advaita Prabhu and the other Srinivasacharya, the other Vaishnavas, it was decided that Lord Chaitanya would make his headquarters at Jagannath Puri. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, but that was too far away from Bengal, so his mother requested Jagannath Puri. At least there would be traffic going back and forth from Puri. In fact, recently I was there for a month, and most of the visitors to Puri were from Bengal. Probably more visitors from Bengal than from Orissa. So Lord Chaitanya remained there for the next 24 years of his life, although 6 of those years
He traveled in the south. He traveled all over India walking in 6 years. And I just recently read, and then in 1984, we established our ISKCON Padyatra. Have any of you been on the Padyatra? Has anybody been? It's a wonderful, wonderful way to purify your life. Walk and chant. Anyway, the Padyatra walks all over India, and I just read it takes them 6 years to walk all over India through all the towns and villages. And actually, Lord Chaitanya took him 6 years. He traveled all over south. He came all the way up the coast to Gujarat and even passed through Bombay, visited Mamba Devi temple, and he even went to Pandharpur, met Tukaram. He initiated Tukaram in the chanting of the holy names. So in that way, for 6 years, he did Padyatra, and everywhere he went, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known as Mahavaranya Avatar. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gure Kuche Namah. He's the most munificent, the most magnanimous incarnation, because he's distributing love of God to everyone. Krishna made a condition, sarva dharman parityaja. First you surrender, then you get love of God. Lord Chaitanya didn't make that condition. And we are probably very, very fortunate, because even at the appearance of Lord Krishna, practically only 100 people or so recognized him and surrendered to him. 100 people. The Supreme Lord in all his opulence descended in Gokula, manifest over his lifetime in Dwarka and in Mathura, wonderful opulences, so many divine pastimes. But people in this age are so unfortunate, manda bhagya, so less intelligent, that they could not somehow or other give up their material attachments. Just see how strong. This was 5,000 years ago when people were far better suited to spiritual life. And still they couldn't surrender to Krishna. Krishna made that condition. I will reveal you myself, but yayatamam prapadyante. To the degree that you surrender to me, I'll reveal. People couldn't do it. But Lord Chaitanya, he is so kind that anyone, just like it rains in the daytime or at night, it rains, the ocean water is evaporated into the clouds, and then the clouds pour their water everywhere. The clouds pour their water on the rocks. What is the value of rain on a rock? Is anything going to grow from the rock? The clouds pour their water back on the ocean. Is there any value in pouring water on the ocean? But the clouds simply, without any discrimination, they pour their water. So Lord Chaitanya, he was so concerned to deliver the fallen conditioned souls from this horrible age that he decided to distribute his mercy to everyone in the hope that even a little swalpam, swalpam apyasya dharmasya, even a little dharma, if they get a little attraction for the holy name, even nama bhas, even if they criticize the holy name or ridicule the holy name, if they hear the holy name, they'll be benefited. Lord Chaitanya was so merciful. No other incarnation can compare. There have been innumerable incarnations, as many as there are waves in the ocean. Just go and sit in the ocean for an hour. See if you can count the waves. So many waves. one after the other, wave after wave after wave. There are so many incarnations of God. We are so small. In the course of time, our little juncture here of 100 years is nothing. Really, in eternal time, we're so egocentric. We think that everything rotates around me. My life, my activities, my family, my work, I'm me and mine. I think it's so important, our little span of life, but it's nothing. And there are so many incarnations of God who are coming to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls, but not one of them. They're all great. They're all Krishna. But not one of them can compare with the magnanimity, with the generous nature, the merciful nature of Lord Chaitanya. Because he makes no qualification. He's prepared to take everyone back to Godhead. Prepared to take everyone, no matter what your background is. Papi, papi, jata chilo, hariname udarilo. Even if you're jagai and madai and you're the most papi papi, you're the most sinful person, still, Lord Chaitanya is so kind. He's prepared to take us back. So, the Lord, wherever he went, he would not only preach, but, as I said, Lord Chaitanya was very beautiful, and he was very effulgent. Lord Chaitanya had two major reasons for appearing. Of course, there's so many stories. He appeared because Advaitacharya worshipped him and requested him to come. Now, Advaitacharya had a reason. Advaitacharya himself is Mahavishnu. And he was very concerned. Just see, Advaitacharya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expansion of Krishna, he was feeling that he could not save the fallen conditioned souls in Kali Yuga. How is that possible? The Supreme Lord is feeling himself incapable of saving us. We're so dog-like, obstinate to enjoy sense gratification to our own detriment. When we try to enjoy independently of Krishna, we are abusing ourselves. We're inflicting suffering and pain on ourselves while thinking that we're going to enjoy. You enjoy sense gratification for a few moments, but it carries with it each little bit of sense gratification that you enjoy independently of Krishna. In other words, taking Krishna prasadam, that is also sense gratification, but you've taken the trouble to offer it to Lord Krishna. By eating bhoga, eating sinful food, you may think you're going to enjoy for a few minutes, half an hour, whatever. You go to dinner in some restaurant, drink some wine, eat some meat, you think you have some pleasure. But that carries with it such a huge, huge price tag. You're going to have to suffer for years and years and years together. People don't realize. They have no brain. Somehow, people don't think. It's not, you know, we sometimes think, why don't people take up Krishna consciousness? It's so obvious. It's so rational. It's so intelligent. The reason people don't take it up is because their minds are not trained to think. Period. They just go from one gratification to another, one experience to the next. Life is just a series of opportunities for gratifying the tongue, the belly, and the genital. The senses are being overpowered. They're bombarded. They're being bombarded like nuclear weapons exploding. The opportunities for sense gratification are bewildering people, and they can't understand. Lord Chaitanya, he's so kind, so merciful, that he's penetrating the hearts and minds of even the most fallen in Kali Yuga. Therefore, he's called Patita Pavana. He comes because the most fallen. Patita. We have Patita. Fallen. And he is Patita Pavana. He penetrates our ignorance. His weapons, astra, sango pascha parshadam, Krishna varna krisha krishnam sango pangashtra parshadam, yajyai sankirtanai prayar yajantihi sumedhisam. With the weapons of the holy name, the sankirtan yajya, he defeats all the demons and saves us. So, wherever he went, Lord Chaitanya was so beautiful and so effulgent that people would just see him chanting and dancing. They didn't have to take initiation, or they just saw him and they became in ecstasy. And they started to chant. It was so contagious. Just like sometimes, whatever, on television you may see a comedian, and he's so telling so many jokes that you can't stop laughing. Or I know they have this park here in Bandra where they tell jokes and laugh. It's a worldwide society for health. So they start laughing. People start laughing. It's just contagious. They can't stop. You know, and by laughing, they relax more. And they're supposedly their health gets better. There's some philosophy there. Lord Chaitanya was so ecstatic in his chanting. He wasn't laughing. He was chanting. And he was swooning. And the limbs of his body were elongating. He would manifest such wonderful symptoms. Not always in public. But even in public, he was so beautiful. His sankirtan. Sometimes you come to the temple and there's a very good singer singing bhajans, and you enter the temple and you go, oh, that's so beautiful. And you think, oh, this is so nice. His holy name is so nice. The name bounces off of all the walls, and you're just hearing this beautiful person lead kirtan, beautiful singer, and you feel so swept away by that. Lord Chaitanya, when he would chant, people would get so captured by him that they would immediately start chanting, and they would go back to their village. They would meet Lord Chaitanya on the road. He was dancing down the road chanting. They would see him. And then they would go back to their villages. And people would see them. What's happened to you? And those people would start chanting and dancing. That's how Lord Chaitanya distributed the holy name. Lord Chaitanya distributes the holy name by his personal influence, by his personal ecstasy, by his personal potency. He awakens love of Godhead in everyone's heart. Only the Mayavadis had a chance to escape because they were very cold. They were aparadis, Mayavadi aparadi. They wanted to kill Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya was even able to defeat them and trick them, just like he defeated Prakashananda Saraswati, some 60,000 sannyasis, all converted at once in Banaras. Lord Chaitanya spoke to Prakashananda Saraswati, defeated his philosophy, and then Prakashananda and all his disciples, they surrendered to Lord Chaitanya, and they held Harinam. 60,000 sannyasis. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he also defeated him. He was also a follower. He was the most famous exponent of Shankara, Advaita Vedanta. Although he was the head priest at Puri, in charge of the temple of Jagannath, but he was a Mayavadi. It happens sometimes. You go to the temple, and the guy's worshiping the deity, but he's thinking, when will I become the deity? So he's cheating. He doesn't love the deity. He's just competing. So anyway, Prakashananda Saraswati was also somehow related to Lord Chaitanya. He first tried to convince Lord Chaitanya. He thought that Lord Chaitanya would be influenced by his preaching. And Lord Chaitanya sat very quietly for 7 days hearing them explain Vedanta. And, you know, normally you would think, oh, he's sitting very nicely, he's hearing very nicely. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he could understand that this man is sitting very quietly. Why is he not asking questions? Just sitting very quietly doesn't mean that you agree. And the fact that he was not asking questions bothered Sarvabhauma. So afterwards he said, why didn't you ask any questions? And Lord Chaitanya said, I understood, I heard. But you covered all the meanings of Vedanta. You put your own interpretation. So Sarvabhauma was a little disturbed to hear that. How's this young boy telling like this? But he also knew that this young boy was not an ordinary young boy. He could tell by the symptoms when Lord Chaitanya fainted in the temple. Lord Chaitanya first came to Puri and he saw the deities of Jagannath. Just after taking sannyas, he came from Bengal. And he came to Puri, and he came before the deities, and he swooned. He just lost consciousness. And practically everyone thought he was dead. He looked lifeless. And he was taken before Sarvabhauma, and Sarvabhauma took some cotton and put it before his mouth. And he saw that there was still some air coming there. So all of his bodily symptoms had been suspended. But his life air was still active within the body. And Sarvabhauma heard the story of how he had seen the deity and fallen into this condition. So sometimes we see that pretenders, cheaters, sahajiyas imitate the pastimes of great devotees. And I've seen it here in this temple. Some people come. Usually it's some ladies, but sometimes men also. And they, you know, dance for a little bit before the deities and then they fall on the floor and pretend that, you know, they're in ecstasy. This happened to us right in the very beginning in 1971, 72. One lady came from Vrindavan and she was touring the West. And of course she was coming to our temples because apart from a few Indian families, there was nothing else to do. So she came to our temple in Los Angeles and swooned on the floor. And so the devotees wrote to Prabhupada, what should we do when this happens? And Prabhupada said that if someone does that, you kick them in the head. If they're actually in ecstasy, then they won't notice it. But actually, he was just joking. He didn't really mean to kick them in the head. But the point is, maybe he did, I don't know. But the point is that
Lord Chaitanya was totally unconscious. You could have kicked him, he wouldn't have noticed. And not unconscious, he was super conscious, but not within this body. So Sarvabhauma knew this, and therefore, when Lord Chaitanya criticized his commentary on Vedanta, he said, all right, you explain it to me. And Lord Chaitanya began to explain Vedanta without touching any of the meanings that Sarvabhauma had used. And he made it so clear. Lord Chaitanya was a communicator. There's different kinds of teachers. I remember there was one teacher here in Bombay. He used to do Gita Yajnas. And people used to go to see him, and he would speak very high language. Nobody could understand what he was saying, but they were very impressed with his show. He put on a good show. And once Giriraj Swami and I went to one of the shows, and we started questioning people who came out afterwards. And they were telling us how he spoke very wonderfully, and we asked him, what did he say? And one man said, I don't know, it was too elevated, but it was really wonderful. That's not a teacher. That's not a preacher. That's a show bottle. But a teacher, a preacher, is someone who communicates. He knows how to explain in such a way that you understand, you awaken. Your eyes are open, your spiritual eyes are open, you understand. So Lord Chaitanya, he explained to Sarvabhauma in such clear language that Sarvabhauma was amazed, and immediately he became a follower of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya's life was like that. He met many, many people who came to see him in Puri. He spent, as I said, the latter 24 years of his life in Puri. He was assisted by Srup Damodar Goswami, who was his intimate servant and who protected him in every way. Lord Chaitanya, he had two reasons for appearing. One was to promote the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan. In Kali Yuga, as you know, the Yuga Dharma is to chant the holy names of the Lord. Iti Shodasha Kam Nam Nam Kali Kalma Shanasana. Natakpara Kuro Paya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. You can look through all the Vedas, you won't find a better means of religion than Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So this is there in the Upanishads. The full Maha Mantra is there. No doubt. And in the Bhagavatam and in other Shastras is explained, Kali Yuga, Kali Doshini Deva Jana Asti Dieko Mahatguna, Kirtana Deva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangam Parampraya, and so many. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam. So there are many verses which explain the Yuga Dharma. Lord Chaitanya introduced it, he popularized it, he showed people, Apani Achari Bhakti Shikhainu Savare. I come to teach by my personal example. But he led everyone on Harinama. He was teaching by his personal example. You actually can't teach someone if you do something different, because people are very skeptical and they will find fault and eventually they'll reject you. If you actually want to teach, you have to teach by your example. And that's why Srila Prabhupada was so dear to all of us, because whatever he said was what he did. Even Harinam, Srila Prabhupada, in the early days, even at the age of 70, 71, 72, he would go out on Harinam in America. He would go with the devotees chanting in the park.
And he would join in the Rath Yatra. He wouldn't just sit back or follow in a car, but he got out on the street and he danced. He showed us how to worship the Lord. He showed us, but he was also feeling ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya showed us, but Lord Chaitanya was also experiencing something sublime. So that was Lord Chaitanya's reason for appearing to establish the Yuga Dharma. But he had another reason which was far more important to him. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. There's a very complete explanation in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is not Krishna because we are following a Bengali religion or by Vox Populi, by popular vote. We haven't elected Lord Chaitanya to become God. It's not our devotional fervor that we have made our saint on the level of God, but it's supported fully in Shastra that Lord Chaitanya is none other than Swayam Krishna. And in fact, there are two very strong indications. Lord Chaitanya is known as Gauranga. Gauranga! 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 That's right. Gauranga. So, golden. Gaurahari. Golden Hari. So, when Krishna was born at the Naam Karan, the name-giving ceremony, the birth ceremony, they called Gargamuni, who was the most famous pundit and family pundit. So he analyzed Kala, Krishna, Shamsundar, Krishna, baby. He said, this child is very wonderful. And this child has not only appeared at this time, but he's appeared many times before. And he enumerated that he appears in every yuga, in every age, every chatra yuga. He said, Shukla Raktas Tata Pita. He has four colors, black, white, red, and yellow. So, white and red, Satya Treta, Dwapara Yuga, Shyam Sundar. So, that leaves yellow, Pita, or Kali Yuga, or Lord Chaitanya, is Pita. Also, Krishna is known as Triyugi. Another name for Krishna is Triyugi. And Lord Chaitanya's appearance is is Gupta, is concealed, hidden. Channa Avatar. It's not immediately obvious that he is Krishna. So he's yellow in his complexion, he propagates the Yuga Dharma, and there are many references to Lord Chaitanya. The same thing was discussed between Hanuman and Bhima in the Mahabharata. The same thing came up, Shukla Raktas Tata Pita. So there are different references there. So it's not by our voting that Lord Chaitanya has become God. And even you can see Lord Chaitanya, and this is an important point, because there are some people that you may know who have elevated their acharya to the position of God. They call him Brahma, Akshara Brahma. But Lord Chaitanya instructed us to worship Lord Krishna. He never instructed us that we put him in the center. So in our temples, we always keep Radha Krishna in the center. Although we worship actually Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is our savior. Lord Krishna is Swayam Rupa, the original form of God. But Lord Chaitanya is also the self-same Swayam Sri Krishna in a very intimate incarnation. In fact, that brings up Lord Chaitanya's second reason for appearing. And actually, the second reason is the most confidential and the most important reason. Manifesting or leading the Yuga Dharma, revealing the Yuga Dharma, that is incidental. It just so happened that it was the time, Kali Yuga, was the time for revealing the Yuga Dharma. So Lord Chaitanya did that. But his real reason for coming was that after creating all the conditioned souls, Lord Krishna originally was one. So far back in time that there's no beginning to it. You cannot conceive how far back in time. But originally, just like the sun and the sunlight, you cannot think of sunlight without the sun, but it actually, the moment there was the sun, there was sunlight. You can't separate the two, really. And similarly, there is Krishna, and there is his parts and parcels. So they're existing almost simultaneously, although Krishna existed before. He was one. But in order to enjoy rasa, in order to enjoy himself, he expanded himself into many, and there were many categories, both material and spiritual. And in the spiritual category, he created Ladini Shakti, his pleasure potency. And the manifestation, the purest manifestation of that Ladini Shakti is Srimati Radharani. Bolti Radhe. Radhe Shyam. Vrindavana. Yes. Most beautiful deities in the universe, along with Radharashtri Hari. Radhe Shyam. If you, how many of you have been to Vrindavan? Okay, a few more of you have been to Vrindavan. How many of you are attached to the lotus feet of Radha and Shyam? Yeah, they're very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. They steal your heart away. Once you've seen them, you don't want to see anything else. So, Lord Krishna knows everything. Sasarva vid bhajate mam sarva bhavenam partha. He knows everything. He's sarva vid. He's the origin of everything. He knows everything. Source of all knowledge. But there's one thing that he could not understand, and that was how much ecstasy Radharani is experiencing, loving him. He just couldn't understand. Here is my Ladini Shakti, and I'm enjoying pleasure, but when she loves me, she appears to enjoy a standard of pleasure far beyond what I can understand. What is this pleasure that Radharani is enjoying? I want to taste it. Or Krishna wants to taste it. So, there was no other way but to assume the mood of Radharani. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Lord Chaitanya's real reason for appearing was to experience the mood of Vipralamba Bhava or Mahabhava that Radharani experiences.
the love, and especially love becomes more intense in separation. When one is out of the association of one's beloved for some time, the desire to meet again becomes so intense. If you're there with your beloved every day, you get casual, you know, take it for granted. You know, wash the dishes, clean the floor. You start to take the association casually. But when you're separated for some time, it begins to hurt. You feel, you remember all the days we were together, and we did this, and we did that, and you think, oh, I want to be like that again. Like we always think. It's interesting. Devotees who spend some time with Prabhupada, they always invariably tend to say, those were the good old days. Everything went perfectly in those. It didn't go perfectly. There were lots of problems, lots of mistakes. But we just remember only the good things because it was so sweet being with Srila Prabhupada. And we want to go back. We want to go back to those days. We want to be with Srila Prabhupada again. We want to sit at his feet. We want to feel his warm glow, his loving glance, his merciful words. We just want to get the dust from his lotus feet. Get a little... I remember once in Vancouver, when I was in Vancouver, this was in 1969, and Prabhupada had, actually 1970, Prabhupada had gone off to India, and we were all yearning, we were all craving, we were all desiring to get some news of Prabhupada or anything at all. So we got a letter from India, and it was ecstatic. We got a letter. And in the letter, of course, there was a description that the secretary wrote something, talked about this and that. But there was a peanut from Prabhupada's plate. It was a peanut, just one little peanut. And we all went wild to get a little piece of that peanut. We wanted some maha peanut from Prabhupada's plate. So those days were, we always thought they were wonderful. And that's what separation does. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. So, when Lord Chaitanya came to the material world and assumed the mood of Radharani as a servant of Krishna, loving Krishna in separation, he became so intense. His ecstasies knew no bounds. In fact, when he composed his Sikshastakam, he said, how can I be living? How can I maintain my life if I have any love for you? I would die from your separation. And in fact, in his final years, in his Gambhira room, Lord Chaitanya had a small room in a house in Puri where he stayed. And that room was known as the Gambhira room. Of course, Gambhira means serious. And Lord Chaitanya was very serious there. He, day and night, he was crying. Literally, tears were shooting from his eyes. And his servants tried to contain him and soothe him. Srupa Damodar kept quoting nice verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya would just go deeper and deeper into ecstasy, and sometimes he would claw the walls of the room with his fingernails, and sometimes they would bleed, and sometimes he would scrape his head against the wall. Day and night. When will I be with Radharani, with Lord Krishna? Pardon me. He was acting like Radharani. When will I be with Lord Krishna? So that was his real reason for appearing. The Yuga Dharma, it was incidental. Parikranaya sadhunam vinashaya sadhuskritam.
The Duskritis can be taken care of easily by Lord Krishna, but he comes to bless his devotees. So Lord Chaitanya also, as Mahavadanya Avatar, he's inclined to his devotees. He's so loving towards his devotees. And we are very fortunate we have an opportunity to receive his blessings by the mercy of his most intimate servant, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Prabhupada wanted us to push on the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And we can dedicate our lives to that. We don't have attraction to sit down and chant 64 rounds, to chant hundreds of rounds. Haridas Thakur chanted 198 rounds every day. We don't have that kind of attraction. We don't have the attraction to sit and discuss Krishna Katha like the six Goswamis. We can't practice austerity like Raghunath Das Goswami, eating a little buttermilk every couple of days and sometimes forgetting to take his buttermilk. He was so absorbed in sadhana and bhajan. We can't imitate that, but one thing we can do is unite together. Prabhupada always wanted us to work together on one cyber conference that I'm on. One person sends in mail at the bottom of every letter, there's a little slogan that we are all angels. We're all angels with only half a body, one wing. So if we want to fly, we have to hold on to each other. Then we can fly with two wings. So we're all Vishnu Dutas. We're all Lord Chaitanya's servants. And we have to work together to push on his movement under the direction of Srila Prabhupada. And that means book distribution, prasadam distribution, preaching in the colleges, preaching to the politicians, preaching to the businessmen, life membership. It means all different kinds of preaching, somehow or other. If you want to please Lord Chaitanya, then do something to realize his prediction, nagarati gram, sarvatra prachor hoyde morna, every town and village of the world. How will it happen? Someone's got to think it's there. Someone's got to go there. Prabhupada went to Moscow and he took Krishna consciousness there. Some devotees went to Saudi Arabia. And in the middle of Saudi Arabia, in a desert somewhere, a man had a nectar of devotion. How did that happen? Someone was traveling and sold him a nectar of devotion in the middle of Saudi Arabia. Every nook and corner, every little place in the world will get Lord Chaitanya's mercy because his devotees are working together cooperatively, not fighting, not getting involved in any kind of disturbance. Their only business is preaching Lord Chaitanya's mission. So, if we have anything as first generation devotees, we're dying off, you know. Not many of us left. And becoming less and less. But if we have anything to communicate about our experience with Srila Prabhupada, he was a tireless, most,
most compassionate preacher. He would at complete disregard for his own health. He simply gave himself to us to save us. We would not be sitting here today with our friends and families. We would not be getting the opportunity to worship Lord Chaitanya. We would not have the opportunity to chant Jai Sakshi Nandan if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada's austerity and his tireless preaching effort. We have to follow in that line. We have to become preachers and teachers. Jare Sekotare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Everybody we meet. I know in the very early days in San Francisco, in our temple, there was a big stack of magazines. Not even nice, colorful magazines like we have today. They were simply mimeograph copies of magazines. There's always a big box of magazines. And anybody who went out of the temple, wherever they went, to the grocery store, to the laundromat, to the park, to walk, to chant japa, any devotee who went anywhere, they would carry a handful of magazines. If they were going to a grocery store and they had to wait in line to go up to the check-in counter where you pay, then they would go up and down the line selling magazines to people in the line. It was just the spirit of preaching was so all-pervading, everybody. We were just so happy to be giving people love of God. And we were convinced. So, we all have to please Lord Chaitanya. This is a festival, it's nice. Flowers, Radharas Bihari is always nicely decorated. The Bujaris, we have a good tailor who makes our clothes all the time, you know. He even has a little bhakti there too. Abdul, Bhakta Abdul. He's gotten a lot of mercy. He eats prasadam every day for the last 15 years. But real worship of Lord Chaitanya. It's nice we come here, we have our temple. Nobody bothers us. We chant and dance. We're as free as the wind. But the real service to Lord Chaitanya is when you go out and you invite people to come here to the temple. You give them Prabhupada's books. You teach them about Lord Chaitanya, about Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is worship of Lord Chaitanya. And for those of you who haven't experienced that, it's a wonderful experience. And for those of you who have, you know that what I'm saying is true. And our humble prayer is that all of us will celebrate this day by preaching very vigorously the mercy, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Shri Gaur Purnima Mahamahotsav Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Gaur Premanande. Her name is Gula Kali, and she's a wonderful elephant. She's been serving Lord Chaitanya all her life. But there's one devotee, I don't know, it's something mystical. If you ever go to Mayapur, you have to see it to believe it. His name is Vipramukya Swami. Maybe in Gula Kali's last life, she was Bhakta, I don't know. But whenever, from anywhere around Mayapur, whenever Vipramukya Swami goes, Gauranga! Gula Kali lifts her trunk and roars loudly. incredible. Nobody else can do it. I've tried my best. Because I wanted to be a little prestigious. You know, look what I can do, everybody. But I tried to imitate his voice. I tried everything. But Gulab Kali will not respond. And then there are other times when Gulab Kali is out running around Mayapur. Not running around. She doesn't run free. But she's walking around with a mahal. And if Vipramukha Swami is there, he'll start to play games with her. He'll hide behind a tree. And she'll go like this, and she'll start to play with him. And he'll run around behind her, and she'll turn around. And it's really an amazing thing. I always think of that when I think of Balarama. All right. So we can have kirtan.